comprehensive approach to the protection of refugees and other displaced people. With an estimated 82.4 million people forcibly displaced by the end of 2020, UNHCR's mandate and role are more important than ever. Recent development in Afghanistan illustrate the need for a strong UN agency to protect refugees, internally displaced people, and other people of concern, in line with UNHCR's mandate. Norway supports the Global Compact on Refugees, and we will work internationally to promote inclusive refugee policies and improve the international burden and responsibility sharing. The high-level officials meeting in December will take stock of the progress made since the first Global Refugee Forum in 2019. The way forward should be guided by the results achieved and the lessons learned. The Clean Energy Challenge, for example, has led to enhanced efforts to ensure affordable, reliable, and sustainable energy to forcibly displaced people. Norway shares UNHCR's concern about the humanitarian and social-economic consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic. We have seen setbacks in important gains in gender equality and a rise in sexual and gender-based violence that poses a threat to the meaningful participation of women. Girls are at risk of being forced into marriage and dropping out of school. We urge UNHCR to spare no efforts in reversing this development. Norway commends UNHCR for its response to the pandemic and supports the ExCom conclusions on international protection and durable solutions in the context of a public health emergency. Chair, UNHCR plays an important role in the multilateral system in providing protection and support to refugees, internally displaced people, and other people of concern. This includes leadership roles in the cluster system, for instance, in leading the protection cluster. We also expect UNHCR to spearhead the follow-up of the Grand Bargain 2.0, including on localization and finding solutions to coordination of cash-based support. The report by the High-Level Panel on Internal Displacement was issued last week. With a record number of IDPs, many protected situations, there are now a momentum to galvanize international support for the efforts to find solutions to situation of internal displacement. UNHCR will be a key actor in implementing the recommendations of the report, and it will be of the utmost importance to allocate sufficient resources to this effort. Norway supports initiatives that recognize refugees' resources and competence, seeking to improve refugees' access to jobs and livelihoods. It is also important to support solutions that can promote social and economic inclusion. To safeguard these inclusive policies and a credible, well-functioning asylum system, a good framework must be in place for the return of those who are not in need of international protection. Norway supports UNHCR's 3-year strategy on resettlement and encourages more member states to offer resettlement places for refugees. Norway is doing its share by providing an annual quota of 3,000 resettlement places. Norway supports UNHCR's global action plan to end statelessness and urges member states that have not yet done so to take action to end statelessness by 2024. In conclusion, I would like to reiterate that Norway will continue to be a strong supporter of UNHCR and its mandate. The protection of civilians is a priority area for Norway's work in the UN Security Council. We remain committed to providing unearmarked and flexible funding to facilitate the provision of well-coordinated, rapid and effective assistance to persons of concern to UNHCR. Thank you.